broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bub and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bub and Fee.
Trumpet.
Hey, welcome.
Hey,
background. We got some echo.
Not anymore.
Hello. We are on our way as soon as we leave here to the Coon Trials. We're going to spend the night. Yeah, we should get a spot.
Yeah, you should.
You want to?
What's that?
We should put a tent up.
Yeah.
Sell something?
Hand freshener. We got enough, don't we?
Plenty.
Oh, yeah. If we can sell three bottles this weekend to the
people. Dollar. Somebody give us a buck for that. Buck. Covered.
No, we'd still have, if we took all three of those out there, we'd still have all three when we got done.
Quarter? 75 cent? How much?
Oh, that's
they're giving it away everywhere.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
10 years ago, my daughter spent like $7 for a coon penis whistle.
Yes.
For a what?
Coon penis whistle.
Oh.
It is awesome.
Well, then.
Calby and Fee bought a banjo.
Yeah.
We walked out, me, Bumpy, Calby, and Cody. Cody was probably 12, 13. We all had American flag bandanas on. Calby had a banjo. Bumpy had a shotgun. I had a chili pot. I think Cody might have had a doll.
Cody drove us home. I had no idea where he's at. It is a neat time.
Oh, it is. It's awesome.
It's.
I mean, how many people you think are out there? What did I say? Did he say 5,000? Is that what Donnie Work Camp had?
That very well may be. They make a lot of money. They make thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And they don't, you know, they don't, they're not overcharging for anything. They're just ton of people.
See you, bub.
Jack.
It's just really neat.
Yeah. So this weekend, Sportsman's Club, get on out there.
Yes,
it starts
sir.
Tomorrow, all the festivities.
People watching is the best part.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
100%.
Oh, absolutely great.
Sit there and 100%. Watch people go by.
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's some characters.
Amish kids wide open.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Amos. Rocker. You going?
Maybe.
You ain't doing nothing. You might as well go.
Pick him up. He'll go.
Bring a lot of money. Got to bet on the dogs.
I don't have a lot of money.
Oh, you're loaded.
You will when you get to bet on the dogs.
You will when you bet on the right dog.
You're loaded. Huh?
And what are these dogs drown?
They're swimming.
These are swimming dogs.
Always bet on the ones that take
Ponzi's
a poop.
Dogs.
Ooh.
Everyone takes a poop. That's the one you want to bet on.
Really?
He's feeling good. It moves.
Wasn't Ponzi like the big dog guy?
Oh, yeah. He's terrific.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was the guy, but he was. He loved the dogs.
Yeah.
I don't know if he knew much about them, but he loved them.
Yep.
I don't know a lot about the dog betting stuff, but and the swimming and all that. But man, is that a good place to watch people?
Absolutely.
There are characters out there like nobody's business.
Yep. Usually good food, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good. Great food. Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome. So get out there this weekend, Sportsman's Club. We are joined here Wednesday night, 8:31. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. And Fee's
right on time.
It is right on time.
Right on time.
Been a tough week for the folks in the Coldwater area. Been a tough week for all the kids over there and a lot of people who hardly, you know, he affected a lot of people.
Everybody knew him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we golfed on Sunday with Digger and Todd Holman, and then Digger and Todd both went over there, and Todd said an hour and 55 minutes.
About 2 hours.
I was in line for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it was drizzling, and of course they weave as many people as they can indoors.
Yeah.
The line was out the door, down the sidewalk, down the hill, all the way to the end of that down parking lot.
Mm.
They had cars parked, that completely full. Grass was full.
I figured that.
And there were four or five rows of cars in the chief parking lot.
Yeah.
And I know that many people weren't buying groceries on Sunday afternoon.
No.
And McDonald's had people.
And then the news came out today that Lou Brunswick had a stroke last night. And Lou is you know, I said, Fee, I think that Lou Brunswick may be the most popular person to ever come out of our county.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I mean, when you think about total icons.
He is a big one.
He would be one that you would think, you know what?
Now, Wally Post would have been if he'd have lived longer, but
yeah.
They were buddies. They knew each other very well.
Yeah, I agree.
And played ball together, and Wally Post would probably outshine him, but Wally died, 40 years ago?
But just it's
been
a while. Yeah. I would say Lou Brunswick is...
Yes.
And he's fighting for his life. He's on a vent, and the Brunswick family are wonderful. They're, we know Mark and he just, you know, it's a tough deal, and he's had a great life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So prayers to the Coldwater and everybody who just real baseball fans and So Fort Cover Radio would like to take this time to wish our prayers to the Brunswicks. Yep.
And the Harlemans.
And the Harleys. That's exactly right. So we're going to talk about Indian football. The Indians traveled to Bremen on Friday night. And,
yes, they did.
And I sat there and I've said, you know what this is? This is a 7-year rewind.
Yeah. You said that to me, and I agree 100%.
It was Fort Recovery 7 years ago versus New Bremen 7 years ago.
Yep.
Only uniform switched.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was a... They got a great team.
They do. If we play them 10 times, we win 0.
I don't think we beat them.
No, they got a really...
We get a couple of breaks. We might sneak one in, but yeah, they're for real.
They are.
I don't know if they're better than last year, but they're
the running back was really impressive.
Good. Yes.
Oh, I couldn't believe how hard he ran.
He was impressive, and he's a big kid, too.
Yeah.
6 foot, 200 pounds.
Him with,
quarterback's outstanding.
Oh, Homan kid.
Yeah.
And like Brent said afterwards, you know, we keyed up for Homan, and he just... You know, they, the Hunter, what was that? Hunter. Bowman?
Yeah.
Bowman?
No, but not.
Schaefer. Hunter Schaefer.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you remember, I was sitting there talking to Tommy Howe, and Tommy said that when they won state, their running back got hurt, and he came in as a sophomore.
Yeah.
And literally, we say won the game for him.
Mm-hmm.
Bremen's got a good team, and they could very well win it all.
Oh, I agree.
I don't 100%. Doubt that.
I got a good ball club. It's going to take a really good team to beat them.
And I hope it's us, but when we get there.
We can move it. We can move it against anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, offensively, I think we're pretty doggone good. We're not bad at all. We've got some nice people in right places that are pretty good. I mean.
Skill players are
Googsy's tough. You know, he had a nice touchdown pass there, or catch. And, you know, I think Troy's been tremendous. I mean, he's been working hard back there,
he was quarterback when they needed quarterback. Now he's running back.
Yeah, first drive, we drive it all the way down the field. Just look as impressive.
Seven goals, unbelievable.
Two times we convert on fourth down.
Yep,
we actually score. I think it was Reese who got caught a pass and had one guy to beat, juked him and fumbled the football. Luckily, we got him back.
Yeah,
but we still. You know, if he makes that guy miss, he scores. And guess what, folks? Indians are head 7.
Yeah, you know, you got a team that's pretty darn good that took a beating the week before from a great Marion team. And then and then they come in there, and all of a sudden this 4 recovery team, you know, puts them on their heels. You know, we got them back. You know, it's like, wait a minute. You know, I mean, we just couldn't get it in there at the end, doggone it. And then they just, 5 plays later, they're in the end zone already.
Yeah. So. And it's been our problem all years is you know, stopping that run and hats off to the Schaefer kid, man. He's a stud.
He's a hard to tackle. Yeah,
I agree. And they got
when he got through the line, he was gone.
Yeah, and they have big linemen, big wide receivers. They got a hell of a team.
They got a good team.
Yep. So finally, we get a break in the schedule this week.
Yeah. No, we got to go down to a down Marion squad.
The Marion Flyers come to the Barenberge, and
we go there.
Yeah,
You know what? That's just one of those games. You know, you got to play them, but they are rock solid.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, every year
Yep.
He just they start from that line and they're so good both ends of that thing, defensively and offensively, and they just pound it down your throat and
well, you hit
stop
it.
Us.
You hit it.
Yeah.
They have the best line every year.
Every year.
They teach them how to block and tackle.
Mm-hmm.
They teach it when they're third grade, and
they're good at it.
Yep, they are really good at it. So we travel to Marion Local, take on the Flyers. That's over at
Booster Field.
Booster Field, you are correct. Great place to watch football
game. Oh, yeah, great game.
Yep.
Great place.
Yep, enjoy and get over there and watch Indians. Root them on. Let's get out of there and get no injuries and compete. And what the hell are you also going to do, right?
Yep, exactly. And we'll learn some stuff. Yep. And then we have three games that we can definitely win after that.
Well, I agree with you, Spencer.
I agree with you on that one, Spencer.
Yep. We got Anna, St. Henry, and Parkway, and
yep. Those should be three wins. There's no reason we shouldn't win.
They could.
Well, what I'm saying is
three games they'll compete.
Three games we can compete, and it should be close games. I would think.
Now, what I'm saying is we should win those games. We need to win those games. We are capable of winning.
Yeah, we're capable of winning.
Yeah, I'm not saying we will.
But those teams are saying that we got to win these games.
Exactly. Yes. Everybody's saying the exact same thing.
Yep. Yep. All of those.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
So that game will be Friday night on Fort Covey Radio. Rob Weaver, and we simulcast with Rob. Or no, Rob it's Fee and Cappy on Friday night. And
yeah, Rob doesn't do football until the last game. Then we still do ours.
Yep. So make sure you listen to Fort Covey Radio. Let's take a break, pay some bills.
Yep.
Sports Talk with Rocker. Bubba, Fee, and Mick Spencer, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
With the weather getting cooler, we start thinking about making a big batch of chili, and Wayne Street Market has everything you'll need for your secret recipe. A large selection of seasonings, beans, tomato juice, and tomato soup, fresh and canned tomatoes, shredded cheese, crackers, and of course the ground chuck. And it's a good idea to order your holiday party trays now so they can avoid supply chain issues and have everything you need when it's party time in a few weeks. And you want to make them your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and some of their fresh pastries. And if you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, stop into Wayne Street Market, where they always have good hot meals ready to go every day back in their deli. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Did you realize the Fed is highly considering moving short-term interest rates up for operating money with 5 to 7/4% increases this year? No, it's not the end of the world, but planning is definitely imperative. And these costs will be passed down to you without a careful review and plan. Come visit me today for a review of your plan and your business. Have a chat with someone that puts you first. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at CSG Consulting in Fort Recovery. 419-852-4049.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Trader Days is coming up this Thursday through Sunday at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road. Weekend wristbands are just $5 each. Stop out and see old friends and make some new friends. Don't miss this big annual event with vendors selling everything from coon dogs to collectibles to guns and knives to beef jerky and cheese and just about anything else you can think of. You'll need to come in from the south off Watkins Road and turn onto St. Peter Road. There's plenty of parking, and food will be available on the grounds, including their famous barbecue chicken dinners on Saturday starting at 4. Don't miss Trader Days this Thursday through Sunday at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road.
We're back with Bubba and Fee.
We're back with Bubba and Fee.
Bubba and Fee.
Bubba and Fee.
We're back here at Sports Talk with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. Rocker, how you doing tonight, my brother?
Good, big guy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. McNeil, how are you tonight?
Doing just fine.
Oh, hey. This is one of our all-time love songs.
Mm-hmm. Beth, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Me and the boys are playing, and we just can't find the sound. Just a few more hours and I'll be right home to you. Oh, best I hear you calling. Well, best, what can I do?
We was just singing that during the break, and,
yeah.
and Neil said, man, that's a great song. You guys sound great. So
Yeah. And now that we're on the air, I don't think you sounded as good as you did in
well,
the break.
Sucked on it.
I didn't say you sucked.
Boo. Well, I don't know.
I'm one ear bandit here. What's going
Can't
on?
Can't get her going? Get her shake. Hey, shaker. Got a little water in your ear.
Might be my ear.
Yeah. Could be your ear.
Might be in my head.
Can't get the sound? This well, can't hear the sound?
Got this guy. Oh. Zero on this guy.
Ooh, that's one.
Try this other headset.
Yeah, there you go.
That might be the bad one.
It is. Shut down.
Yeah. Chuck, roar to the...
Citizen of the day, Chuck, roar.
Get your butt up here. If he's citizen of the day,
he'd be here. Hooking me up.
I was told to have a citizen of the day.
Yeah?
And I think you made a very good choice.
And that's the first one that came to mind.
No, think outside the box.
Think of the most important guy. That's him.
How far outside the box you want me to be?
You have... How many Facebook friends you got?
Well...
4 million.
28. How many? Tell
me. With a new account, right now it's about 340.
340. Yeah.
Did you get hacked?
Hacker.
I got hacked.
Hacker. Rocker. They only attack good people.
Yep.
Well...
They go after
Kim Kim got hacked today, I seen. Your wife
yeah, she's
you.
Hacked.
I've never been hacked. Jack's got some dude with a weird picture of him. You ever see that? Look it up.
Oh, Jack's I did. Yeah, it did.
Good looking guy.
Yeah.
Ain't Jack. No doubt about that. Indian volleyball team plays tomorrow night. Indians with San Henry Redskins. Is that correct?
Skins come to town.
Yes.
Yes, in that game.
No, we're going over there.
Oh, we're going over there.
San Henry.
Yep.
To battle the Redskins. Redskins, pretty good.
Not too bad.
Yep.
Indians are, you know, hanging.
Hanging in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might get to play them on Saturday in the Crestview Invitational.
Okay, so I heard. I don't know if it's true or not. Shawnee Saturday was the worst officiated game in history of volleyball.
There were more controversial calls than I've seen in every volleyball game put together. I'm not saying they were bad or good, but they were controversial. Hmm. The home team always furnishes the flag guys. I think they call them the line judges or something.
Yep.
And the one line judge, he's sitting there wearing a Shawnee jacket.
Right.
That always helps.
And he disputed the up judge's calls two or three times in our favor. In our favor.
Yeah.
Because it was just so... And she made one call that nobody ever did figure out what it was. People sitting behind
came
me
out of nowhere.
Never figured
traveling.
Out what it was.
You're traveling.
And
I heard it was interesting. The fans were fired up. Coaches were fired up. And
it was just weird.
Yeah, Indians lose 3-2, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
It was just a weird atmosphere. They're a very good team. They have several outstanding players.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. That's a pretty decent team.
Yeah,
yeah. We didn't lose to a bad team by any.
Did you have it on for your every radio?
Yes.
How'd you do?
We finished.
Got her in.
Got her in.
Yeah.
Lapping gym's neat.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you sit on the seats?
Yes. Yeah, that's where they have the press in the front row there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the Indians now, they travel to St. Henry tomorrow, the MAC game, against a very good St. Henry team. Travis Guggenbiller's team is trying to ride the ship and get things turned around here before tournament.
Yep. Get her figured out.
Maybe. Yep.
Yep.
Got a few to go before then, right?
That's right.
A couple weeks.
And then you said, Neil, Saturday, go to the Crestview Invitational all-day volleyball event with a lot of good competition.
Yes, it's a double elimination. I thought I had the brackets right in front of me, but I don't. But we play in the main gym. St. Henry plays, I can't remember who, at 9 a.m., and we play Decatur Belmont
at ooh, 10,
that's Doug, after that
Doug Miller,
Doug Miller yeah.
So probably around 10 o'clock is when we'll
usually
go
Belmont's pretty good
yeah big
they,
school
big
and,
yeah big
they
school.
they that invitational has great teams
yeah
there's no bad teams in that
yep So good luck to Travis Guggenbauer and the Lady Indians. Yep, we try to ride a ship and get things turned around here before the season's over.
Yep.
Other than that, we don't have a lot going on. The volleyball team we talked about, and football, and the golf team. I had the privilege of going over to the MAC tournament on Saturday, and Fort Curry played great. We finished fifth. Congratulations to Isaac Lefevre, first team All-Mac. Eli Leonard's got, I think, second team All-Mac, and the kids competed. They finished fifth out of 10, and just out of the third spot. I mean, it was right there, so... you know what? They got some nice young golfers.
They do. They do have some nice golfers. So they so tournament's this week.
Tournament is Friday.
Starts Friday.
It might be tomorrow, Fee. It might be at tomorrow at Lost Creek.
Lost Creek. We played that.
Yeah. Or it might be at Colonial.
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 Yeah. That's they play one or the other usually, yeah.
Yeah, Lost Creek's closed.
Hey, Bubba. Yes. I got a quick question.
Is this golf related?
Yes, actually.
Okay,
is.
I like that.
Like big.
Like when they send like I know they send a team to state.
Yep.
How do they decide which golfer is going to represent?
Okay, so each school gets five golfers tournament. You take the four best scores, okay? And then you take the four best individuals of the teams that didn't qualify to state.
So that could be a random mix.
So you got four teams, and then you get the next four scores. So if you're on a crappy team... But you're a good golfer. You go out there and you shoot 78.
Still got a chance.
You got a chance to go on. And it's that way all the way through the state. And then state has team state champions and individual state champions. So now if you was an individual playing on a golf team, you'd be a solid player.
Moving on.
I'd be more of a putter than I would be a long driver.
Really?
Good hands. Good touch.
I always thought I'd be, don't imagine my sand game would be very good.
Not good out of sand?
Well, don't hit out of the sand then.
Keep her out of there.
You're in a sandborn David Hasselhoff.
Thank you, shooter.
Thank you.
40 years ago, I think I heard that show started, Beach Watch or whatever the hell that was.
Beach Watch.
Yeah. Whatever it was. I never saw it.
I always liked it.
The greatest.
I never watched
slow motion.
Oh, yeah. Running the chicks with the big boots.
The big watermelons.
Hey, keep it clean. Pamela. Sue.
Okay, this Anderson. Is from... your brother would come on here and say... We got
thrown out by the Mac.
All places.
Hey, we got thrown out of the lead. Mac.
Yep.
Cause of Bill.
Bill.
Did we... Oh, God.
Tossed us.
Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Gilbert.
1972.
No, 73.
69.
I'm not sure either one of those is correct.
Check it
we're
out.
We're going to find out here.
This is my theme
this
song.
This is a great love song.
This is my theme song.
I bet me and my wife made out a lot
made
to
out
this thing.
Oh,
maybe not even Jody. Might have been some other girls growing up. In high school, I was a kissing bandit.
You were a kissing machine.
I had a different girl every weekend smooching with.
1972 is when it was.
Really?
Shocking. So Rocker was right.
Shocking.
Rock
on again. So you had a different girl every weekend because you couldn't hang on to one?
No, I was just playing the field.
Gamer.
I was hot.
You were ditched by everyone that you had a date with.
A lot of game.
Did you hear that song?
Yeah.
You know what that song's about?
Nope.
It's about 3.5 minutes.
About 3.5 years
old.
It's about suicide.
Killing yourself.
Maybe that's why he's making out with me. Rocker, I could kiss.
Kiss her.
I had soft lips for a big man.
For the big man.
That's what they say. You know who did a lot of necking? That guy sitting right over there.
Oh, I believe that.
Why is that?
Well, look at him.
He is handsome.
Alone
Neil.
Again.
They're talking about Neil, right?
Naturally. Gilbert O'Sullivan.
We're still wondering about Jody, though. Okay.
Jody's got some issues. Seriously.
Not Jody.
Jody Littmer?
I don't even know who Jody Littmer is.
Ray's wife. What do we do?
Oh, my God. Wax from the back.
8:52. We're back here at Sports Talk talking... Indian sports, listen to a little music as we...
Yes, roll on.
Roll on here on...
To the 9 o'clock hour.
The 9 o'clock hour. Cleveland Browns. Tomorrow, the Bengals versus the Miami Dolphins. Tua, questionable.
Questionable. That's
ankle.
Big.
High ankle sprain.
I say he plays.
He's playing. You kidding me.
No doubter.
Oh, by the way, this...
Oh, yeah, what do you say?
You'll be impressed by this little happy bit of knowledge I have.
What do you got?
Bengals owe an affinity against backup quarterbacks.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day.
Stat of the day.
Bengals are what?
Oh, an infinity against backup
They never
been
a backup quarterback?
No.
Never had.
Really?
It's kind of...
Never.
And not very good against... Not very good in night games either.
You know what that is? Ironic. And you know whose birthday it is today?
Larry Ironic.
April Levine. Isn't it ironic?
That's ironic.
Don't you think? It's like raining.
Alanis Morissette, by the way.
Very good, Alanis Morissette.
It's not April Levine?
No.
100% sure?
Adam Levine.
I'd bet my left, you know what, on that one.
It's not Maybe. Adam Levine. It's Avril.
Like
Avril.
It's French for April.
Is Robert. It really?
Very good, Neil.
I say, yeah.
Did you know that?
Impediment.
No.
Speech
here's,
impediment.
Here's yeah. ironic.
But she is Canadian.
Avril.
By Alanis Morissette.
My wife karaoke's this. She gets into it. She thinks she's really good.
Probably is.
She is pretty good.
Fun day turns 98. He got his degree. He died the next day. It's a 10,000 wires.
It's a back fly, black fly.
Chardonnay.
2 minutes too late.
Isn't it ironic? Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain on your wedding day. Ooh la!
I'm blowing out another speaker.
That sounded good, didn't it? I think my voice is slipping a little. Hey, Neil.
No, no.
As I get older, I think.
Yeah, a little bit.
I used to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask me.
Yeah. High Ranger, Low Ranger, you do it all.
Night Ranger,
Night Ranger.
Oh. What song Night Ranger sing?
Sister Christian,
old time.
Take it, baby. Gone.
That is a great song.
That is a good song.
Keep going. I love it.
Don't know.
You know Night Ranger?
Night Ranger is going to be at Brown County.
No. Neil?
Yeah.
Also at Brown County this weekend, Air Supply.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. Hey, Neil, guess who's coming to Lima?
Burt Bacharach.
No, better.
Beatles. Better than Burt.
Better. Get ready to play some of this.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'm serious. You ready?
Yeah.
October 14th, this band is going to be at the Lima Civic Center, and Lima. We're going, us four.
Let's go.
Load in or out?
There's a game that night.
You don't know that.
I don't. I have no idea.
You in or out?
I'm out.
In?
Is it after dark? In.
I don't know. Ready? Little River Band. They got a million songs.
Yeah,
it's a good group.
Are any of them original?
Listen, go play anything.
I know them all.
Top song. Me and Fee know every one of them.
Reminiscing. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah, here we go, folks.
There it is.
Lady. It's the Little River Band. Lady. Lima, Ohio.
Would it turn out right? How to tell you, girl, I want to build my world around you.
Next song. Keep us going.
That is true.
It's karaoke night on...
Karaoke night on Sports Talk.
Just pick one. We know them all.
I gotta find them.
Settle down, Bubba.
You got me and Fee waiting. We're loose. I'm about ready to drink some of this hand sanitizer.
La, 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 la.
Me.
You're there when I need you. You're there when I need. I'm gonna leave. A long time ago, I had a lady too. About the lonesome loose.
Sorry.
Hey,
we can do them all.
I'm hitting buttons.
We can do them all. Okay.
Heard this.
We had that one.
Yeah. You missed the best one. What was that song we were singing?
You're killing it.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, baby, let me take a look at you. Oh, lady.
Lady, that's right.
Neil, you in or out? We'll pick you up. Let's go.
Probably,
around. Take a look at yourself. Don't you want to need somebody? Someday somebody's gonna see inside. You had to break up. You can't run and hide. Have you heard about the lonesome loser?
Man, we are sounding good tonight.
Woo!
Huh?
You are.
We're clicking on all cylinders. Bring another one up. We ain't scared.
We ain't scared of nobody.
If you're turning in for sports talk, we'll get her back in here.
We'll be back.
Oh, this is a beautiful song.
This is good.
Makes you cry, don't it?
This warms the cockles of your heart.
Yeah, it's a crier.
If there's one thing in my life that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone. Staring out the cool and bright clear water. Lots of unspoken feeling. When you're right.
Oh, they changed the words to
showing me ways.
This copy did.
Yeah. To lose that inspiration.
Come on, take it away, rocker. Go.
Boom, boom.
Time. A cool change.
Now you got it. Go. Take it.
Know that it's time
for a cool change.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we got her going.
Now that our life is so far away.
You like that song, Neil? It's okay. Not too bad. Are you going or not?
For a cool change.
Hey, October 14th. It's a Friday night, date night.
It is.
Date night, Friday night.
It's also football. And it's there
that I feel we'll be over. Is it Friday night?
Yes. Well, the 14th is. I don't know if that's the right date. But
that is the date.
Here's
the date.
Here's this one.
Oh, baby. Here we go. I'm ready for this one. Oh, my.
Well, that's another.
This is tremendous.
They just don't get in. They're just good.
They have a lot of good songs, don't they?
Yeah.
We don't need the words this.
Huh. But I don't know.
Well, apparently did on the last one.
Smart ass.
Well, they might change them again on you. You never know.
Look around you. Look up here. Take time to make time. Make time to be there.
I'm playing the piano too. You see that?
He is
yeah.
good.
Look around. Apart. Feel for the winter. Don't have a cold heart.
Look at me go.
And I love you best. You're not like the rest. You're there when I need you. You're there when I need. I'm gonna need you.
That's a beautiful song, and they are at Lima Civic Center.
Lima.
We should get them up here.
Yeah.
Huh? How much are they, Neil? Find out.
I guess if they're original people, they're 20,000 plus. If it's
okay.
some, if it's all replacement people, it's probably 5,000.
You got money?
Yeah.
Can you borrow some?
I can borrow some. Yeah.
Borrow.
One, two?
No.
What's the Wow's budget?
We can have them. We can have them in studio.
Yeah,
in studio.
Yeah, we got well, we got this giant studio. We get a whole band.
Plus they'd want to say
the Wow has George Strait this year coming out.
No, George. Tracy Bird,
him too, and George Strait.
Tracy and George.
I don't think George is coming. But.
Waylon.
We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody has a friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes and come on in. Well, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way.
Hey!
I don't think this is the right one. Nope.
That's Alan Jackson.
Yeah, that, yep.
What's
and
that?
That jumped a song on me.
There it is. That's it.
Tracy Bird.
Yeah. Tracy Bird coming to the Fort Recovery. Wow! Neil, hey, when this plays, I want you singing it. at the Wow.
In the country, back in the hills, down in the hollow where the world's so real. Living like a crazy, in my hands, sawed off shotguns and coonskin.
I heard her out at the Sportsman's Club this week.
Yeah. And I'm proud to see.
Yeah.
We're from the country and we like it that way.
You know the fans are gonna go crazy when he sings this song.
Oh, yeah. No.
And Watermelon Crawl.
Watermelon Crawl.
Woo! This is the biggest thing to hit for recovery since.
Big Roy Clark.
Roy Clark.
Yeah, that went well.
Take it in the granite.
Hey, Roy Clark was a tremendous, tremendous talent.
Oh, he's great entertainer.
And they didn't even
promote. Orange Blossom Special.
Didn't even promote him at all.
Well. Orange Blossom Special. Play Orange Blossom Special.
Well, we're, I was going to get Watermelon Crawl, but we can Orange Blossom Special.
There you go.
Special.
We'll crawl to you.
We'll get Orange Blossom Special in a minute.
Or Orange Blossom.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Chicks are going to have her socks off.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Look out.
I was driving there.
You fired up for this?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not
a country fan, but I got
tickets go on sale Sunday, 10 to 5.
Get in line.
They're going to be a big crowd.
Going to be fast.
How many will they sell Sunday?
Probably 7,000.
I say 5,000. How many will they sell, Spencer?
I'm with Fee. I'm going to say
7,000. Yeah.
They're crazy.
Unbelievable.
$100.
70.
Money.
If they sell 7,000 times 100, how much is that?
Wow.
700,000.
700,000. Do the Watermelon Crawl.
Yeehaw! We might open for them.
Can we do that? Larry Brown is out.
Larry's out. We're in.
Larry sucked.
No, they were really good, but I think you guys would be a lot better.
You think so?
Yeah.
Larry was good.
If you can get...
Can you play
or one of those guys to play that banjo they bought?
Learning how to do the
or one of those man. Big
old big it? Bass thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What song's this? This Roy?
This is the Orange Blossom.
This is Urban Cowboy Blossom Orange Blossom Special.
Roy always did it with the old violin.
Yeah. Did he have Grandpa Clark? Grandpa
Jones.
I don't remember this part of Orange Blossom Special.
You like
takes a while to get going. About nine minutes long.
Is it a long one?
Yeah.
You know it? Let me hear it.
It's all instrumental.
Huh?
It's all instrumental.
He don't sing?
No,
never.
He just plays. And he's the best Orange Blossom.
I thought there's words.
No.
There are words, but nobody does them. This is probably better. Version here.
Does Roy Clark sing?
Oh, here we go.
You know who he sings with? Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench.
Fact.
Swing and a missing.
Johnny Bench and Roy Clark sang on Hee Haw.
Oh, yeah. Johnny was on Hee Haw.
Yeah.
He sang with Daniels Roy Clark. Charlie Daniels Band, Orange Blossom Special.
Charlie Daniels can play the crap out there.
Charlie can
pull that one down to Georgia. He's looking for a soul seal. He was in the bind. He's way behind. He's willing to make a deal. He came across a young man. Saw him on a pillow and playing hot. And no devil jumped up on his tongue. Said, boy, let me tell you what. Boy said, my name's Johnny and it might be a sin. But I think it's bet you're going to get on the best you've ever been.
Run the man, run the balls, run. Heaven and heaven rises, huh?
Taking that bit back, taking that dude. This is the greatest song ever.
The devil went down to Georgia.
He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind. He was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man, saw him on a fiddle and playing it hot. And the devil jumped up on the trigger. Said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player, too. And if you don't care to take it there, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul. Think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin. But I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best there's ever been.
Take it away, V.
Johnny, you're awesome, I'm your boy, and play a fiddle hard. Cause hell broke loose in Georgia, and the devil is a hard. And if you win, you get the shiny fiddle made of gold. And if you lose, the devil gets
So he said, I'll start this show and fire. Whipped his fingertips, he rosin' up the bow. And he pulled the bow across the string and it made an evil hiss. And the band of demons joined in, it sounded something like this.
How about Roger Borman? God love the mayor.
Spoon man?
Huh?
Spoon man?
No, you hear about the mayor?
Heard he got something removed.
Yes. He had a cancerous mole removed from his nose.
Ew.
And they shaved his mustache.
They did?
51 years he's had a mustache.
Oh, my. No duster.
You ought to see him.
No, I shouldn't.
Yeah, he's awesome.
No. When I see him Friday morning, I'm not going to be happy.
No duster. You'll know who it is.
No.
I'm looking for Roger Borman.
Yeah. When the devil finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son. But sit down in that chair right there. Let me show you how it's done. Rocker.
Run, boys, run. The devil's in the house with a rising sun.
I would love to be able to play fiddle.
That'd be neat.
I would too, but you have to practice. I'm not interested.
I ain't practicing.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. You ready for this, Neil? Turn it down. You ready? We're all going to learn how to play an instrument. You in or out?
I can play some.
What can you play?
Kazoo?
I do own a trumpet, but one of the valves is stuck, so I can't really play it. But I
try again.
I was never a good trumpet player. I'm not Pud Man good.
Rocker, or Pud Man was great Sunday at the
ballgame. He was tremendous.
Oh, yeah, he does.
It was tremendous. Yeah, and then he played Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, by the way.
When they had a deal at the, had George Lopez at the... brewery over at Portland.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a month or two ago. They did Ring of Fire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Pudman played the bump ba da ba da ba da da with his trumpet in the background of that. Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. So I'm talking to some people at the Elks yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about Harley's funeral. Did you hear about this?
No.
No.
So they do the communion. Mm-hmm. And they play a song, mm-hmm. and then everybody sits, and the priest sits, and you know how the organist is playing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She plays Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh!
And she must have been tremendous.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And they said it was just, and she just...
a dry eye in a house.
Yeah.
There.
And she, you know, she's playing like the music, you know, soft music, and all of a sudden, yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Now, oh my God. That gave me goosebumps
that's
when I heard that.
Yeah,
I was talking to the lady at Runzy, Gracie Busher's mom,
mm-hmm.
Chris Busher, and she said, she goes, once they started playing that, she said, everybody just, how cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, now, I don't know.
I wouldn't have made it through there.
And I don't know whose idea that was, but that is just beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had, Rocker was there too. We had, John Bon Villains.
Yeah.
When he died, he was a train engineer.
Yeah.
His whole life worked on the railroad. And his wife and his two little grandkids came out and sang
Casey Jones?
No.
Big John?
What was it?
We were working on the railroad.
Oh, I've been
working on the railroad.
Really?
I was bawling.
You're crying
right
now.
You got me. I said, that's tremendous.
That stuff's awesome.
That is unbelievable.
And they didn't. They were, you know, the little kids just didn't miss. They practiced it. They knew what they had to do, and they were perfect.
So anyway, I think you can get Trinity Church, Coldwater Church, on Facebook. So I wonder if you can go back and
watch it.
I'm going to try that.
Be worth trying. Yeah,
that'd be a gooser and a good cry.
Oh, yeah,
that'd be a good one.
That's just kind of cool.
I think that's awesome.
All right, so this week we got volleyball on Thursday night, St. Henry, at St. Henry.
At St. Henry.
Saturday, we got an invitational.
Yep. Invitational.
Let's see if we have a... I have somebody playing Fire on the Mountain. That's one of the ones that... what's his name mentioned? Oops, sorry, that one's... This is Fire on the Mountain. I don't have Run Boy Run yet.
So this is who?
This is just some random person, Hillary Klug, playing Fire on the Mountain.
Fire on the Mountain.
Run Boy Run is a different song. That's two different ones.
Really?
Just, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so. This is Fire on the Mountain.
I'd say she's
Charlie Daniels is playing, and she's doing the clogging on the wood.
That's what I was looking for.
On a wood board there.
I like the cloggers. Clogging.
Yep.
So she's, who's that kid that does that? You want to beat the crap out of him?
Freddy Clogger?
No, no. That's Freddy Krueger.
Oh,
well, no, there is somebody that does that. And then Friday night, folks, Indians travel to Marion. Booster Field take on the Marion Flyers. Number one ranked team in the state. Number one ranked team in the United States.
Probably.
Number one ranked team in the world.
Just came over international.
In that division, I'd say that may be.
Somebody show me.
They're the number one ranked team in the world with a
one
grain elevator right beside the field.
Yep. Yep.
I would say.
Yep. Put it in the books.
In or out.
Put it in the books. No doubt.
Thanks for listening, folks. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
We will see you all next week.
Next week.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.